Duke Energy held its annual shareholder meeting today. The meeting has developed into something of a tradition, environmental groups using it as a rare opportunity to face, question, and even berate the CEO of one of America's largest power companies. With a new CEO at the helm and Duke under fire for its handling of coal ash, tensions today ran higher than usual. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
Duke executives seemed ready for a siege. The company nixed the CEO's customary post-meeting chat with reporters and briefly considered banning us from recording. Large men wearing earpieces patrolled the aisles of the meeting and stood outside along the building's front entrance with Duke executives and police. A blue line of tape marked a point beyond which protesters could not cross. About 100 gathered, more than last year's few dozen, but far less than the 400 expected by environmental groups. They held signs protesting the company's storage of coal ash in ponds next to public rivers and lakes.
They're polluting our waterways with toxic arsenic.
Donna Lisenby of the Waterkeeper Alliance spoke to the crowd.
Cadmium, chromium, lead, selenium, and thallium.
And inside to Duke CEO Lynn Good.
Thallium, the rat poison thallium, that is so toxic it won't even be allowed to be in rat poison anymore, but you guys are putting it in the French Broad River.
Any shareholder can attend the meeting, so environmentalists will invest in a share or stand as proxy to gain a seat. They dominated the question and answer period. But heat came from another direction. Institutional investors, Craig Rhines of California's pension fund CalPERS, urged shareholders to vote against four board members. CalPERS owns nearly 4 million shares.
This disaster has put the spotlight on inadequacy of the board's environmental and regulatory risk oversight leading up to the spill.
New York City's comptroller and North Carolina treasurer Janet Cowell had also called for removal of board members and an internal investigation into the spill. Despite that, every board member was reelected by wide margins. CEO Good defended her company against criticism.
We take our responsibility at Dan River and for the safe operations of all of our facilities very seriously. We've taken accountability for Dan River. We have moved quickly to remediate the site and to permanently close it.
The meeting didn't break new ground. Good reiterated the company's plans to close other North Carolina ash ponds, and after the meeting, the protesters were still outside. But Good and Lisenby of the Waterkeeper Alliance spoke cordially before the meeting and shook hands during. Good suggested she would join Lisenby on a canoe tour of the rivers and speak further.
And I shook hands with her, made a commitment to do that, and I'm going to keep my end of the bargain, and I hope she keeps hers.
That, at least, was far from the siege that some may have expected. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.